Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are, everyone, once again. Today is May the 6th, Thursday, 2021. So this is the second follow-up for a Q&A for everyone. And it's only a Q&A call. So I'm going to ask that everyone please refrain from asking more than one question so we can get everyone completed. And that would be wonderful. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in Zaria. And together we'll go ahead and send everybody a love piece as a set-off for our call. Hello, Zaria.
Hello.
Zaria, there you are.
I'm there.
Here you are. Okay. Well, shall we give everyone a love boost, a nice healing boost?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And, of course, if you have headbands, put them on.
Yep.
You know, you always want to have them on when you're talking with my father because he's a stickler on that. Anyway. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
Five, four, three, two, one, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our being, we are in perfect health. We are in great harmony and joy and laughter and cooperation and compassion and kindness. All of the wonderful virtues are here with us right now. And we know it. Okay, Zaria?
No, it is I.
Oh. Okay, Zaria, hold on 1 second.
What?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Zora, thank you and welcome to our call. Thank you so much for being here today.
Cool.
It seems like this, we really appreciate you being and coming today and all those times that you do come to visit with us. Do you have any particular messages right now before we begin with our Q&A?
No, just Q&A.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's go ahead and get started then. The first caller is 236, ending in 2004. 2004.
Hi.
You're on. Yes.
Hi. My name is Helen. And I'm from
Helen. Hold on 1 second. I just want to make sure that you audible here. Hold on. Yep. Okay. Go ahead with your question, Helen.
Okay. I wanted to know, I've been hearing a lot about shedding with the vaccine, and I'd like to hear what Zora has to say about that, and if there's anything that we need to be concerned about, because I've heard that you can spread it to a spouse or, you know, being in public, so I'd like to hear this.
Okay. Okay, Zora.
Right.
They call that shedding.
So, the what?
They call that shedding. Helen, do you want to try to explain to Zora what shedding is?
Well, I know that if someone has the vaccine, supposedly I've heard that being around them can cause you health issues.
Yes. That is so.
Okay, so is there anything that we need to know about it for our safety?
Simply stay away from them.
But if you have to be in the public, how do you stay away from people if you have to be on public transit or if it's people that you know, like your neighbors?
Indeed. Well, you simply call upon what is called the protection of protection for you. Call upon the goddess of your being to put a protective shield around you and your loved ones so there'll be no effect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Doesn't make me feel good about being on a bus, a public transit bus.
Hey, Helen?
Yeah.
Remember that this whole thing with COVID has always been about fear, actually, right?
Okay.
So now they want to continue. They already know that the people who've had their, you know, these jabs, people that have been wearing their masks, they did it all because of fear, right? And now they're trapping us, the ones that have refused, you know, the masks and jabs, as we call it. And now they're instilling fear in us. That's all part of the cabal intention and goal. So one of the other things also to remember, and that's the reason why we have these tremendously powerful products and supplements that are out there. So if you can, just keep yourself, first of all, in a positive, attitude and outlook, and that'll keep your immune system at a higher level. And it won't matter. And if you put that shield of protection around you, know that you are safe. It's all about knowing that you are safe. It's not about fear.
Yeah, and I'm not worried about the COVID, or I haven't been worried about anything so far.
Okay.
I've only worn a mask under my nose, so I've listened to what Zora has said. But like I said, I'm a little bit concerned about this. So this is the first time, you know, like you said, it's touching all of us. So that was my concern.
Okay. So here's what I had asked. I was just talking to Zoraya. Zora, we're going to ask if you would please send this is for the entire, all of you, humanity. For those that have received the vaccine, and we know that they can exude whatever into the air, you know, and through other parts of their body, just to be able to get those people that don't have the vaccine or are healthy can succumb to those types of ailments or infections or whatever. So if you could put a shield around those that have had it, and then a shield around us. If we could do this all together as one, and we'll do this for the entire planet, would that work, Zora?
Okay.
What do you think, Zora?
What do I think? Well,
what are your thoughts?
My thoughts on the vaccine, yes?
No, your thoughts on protecting them from us and protecting us from them.
You call upon the goddess of your being to put a protective shield around you and your loved ones. And
Okay, and then protect the shield also around those that do have it, so that they don't spread
transmit
the disease or whatever else comes from them to other people. So we're protecting us and them, and they can protect themselves and not infect others or, you know, get other
and
people
also,
sick.
And also, And also, a protective measure is eat lots of fruit and lots of vegetables. Living food. That is the major key right there. You want to fortify your immune system. So you want to strictly eat fruits and vegetables and stay away from the meat.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and do it, Sarah. All of the above.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. Protection of protection against the COVID virus or against those who have had the second shot who are also highly contagious.
Indeed.
And many of them who have gotten the second shot are getting the virus as well.
Exactly. Right.
So what sense is it to take a vaccine that's going to give you the virus? No
and
sense whatsoever.
Correct. Okay. So that being done, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. So that was for the entire planet, correct?
Yes.
Beautiful.
But what do I know is so like, okay, so concern me as much as like the changing of the DNA. Do we have to be concerned about that?
The what?
Well, if we're near someone who's had it, like the shedding, like the...
Is that not a second question?
No, it's the same question because I'm wondering, like, well, it's about the what's in the vaccine. Like, I'm not worried about the COVID. It's what's in the vaccine, the other effects that it has.
Correct. I know. I understand, Helen.
Okay.
So what? Yeah. Let me just, Zora?
I'm here.
Right. So the vaccine... Also, not only can you transmit illness to other people, but actually what it does is it changes the body in such a way that, one, there is what they call a nanobot. So you are more susceptible to EMF. And another way of controlling population, and also the mutation of your DNA. We've already heard that some people that have been pregnant have had abortions, I mean, have had to abort their children, and children also that are coming out deformed. So again, all part of the result of the jabs, or we call them injections or shots. So Helen is asking about that, about, you know, what can we do about not having it damage the body in any way and changing, you know, who we are, DNA, etc. How will that be rectified, Zora? How can it be rectified?
Well, the only way it can be rectified is from the galactics themselves. That's the only way it can be rectified.
Okay. So I know, we know, Zora, that they already are very aware of how it's affecting the population. So what are they planning on doing, or what are they going to do to assist us?
indeed.
I'm sorry?
I said indeed.
And so what is the, what are the
I
plans
then? I don't
know
you have the rectification of it. Will be fully realized when the Galactic Federation announces themselves in the Galactic Disclosure.
Okay. So, okay. Thank you for that, Hala. Let me see if I could just go forward with this a little bit more. So, Zora, in the meantime, great question, by the way, Helen, because I was going to bring it up anyways, and thank you for bringing it up now. I guess, you know, so we already know that the people who've had these shots and these jabs, you know, they're already in one way or another. Hopefully they're doing whatever they can to increase their immune systems. But, you know, the other part of it is in terms of them as well as those that are in contact with them, the changes, you know, in regards to RNA, DNA, and all of that. So waiting until the Galactics decide to do something about that, if the Galactics can intervene with nuclear weapons and nuclear silos, et cetera, what are we waiting for, Zora? Why are they waiting when this needs to be done now? Or is this all part of the plan that we need to wait?
It's all part of the plan you need to wait.
Wow. Hopefully we won't have to wait too long. So I guess we'll just have to do the very best we can individually, you know, to raise levels of awareness and consciousness, our own, and to stay at a high level of height of positivity that all of this is meant to be for now, and we just do whatever we can energetically at all the different levels. Okay. All right, Zora, we got to get moving here already. So let's go on to the next question coming from 678 ending in 9066. 9066.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Yes, we know.
This is Viv.
Hello.
You can hear me? Okay.
Okay.
Namaste to everyone. Thank you, Zora. Thank you for being here. Thank you. So many questions to ask you, Zora. But this one here, I'll just get out of the way because there was a photo circulating on the Internet. Yeah, this one. There's a photo circulating, well, it was. I held on to it, of Trump next to a very beautiful, large medbed, okay? And I just wonder whether or not he got to get into the medbed yet, because he looks better. The pictures that are showing him now, he looks better, and he's lost weight. So did he get to go into a medbed?
Very good possibility.
I think so, Laura. Why not? He does look great. He does look great. I'll send you that picture, Jane. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, Viv. Did you want to confirm that, Zora, or no?
No.
Okay. All right. Next caller is 970 ending in 1197.
Hi, Jane and Zora. Thank you so much for having this call. This is Barbara in Colorado. Well, I would like to add another dimension to what Helen was saying and just get your feedback. This situation, I mean, we've all been going along and we know that we have to raise our vibration. It's all about doing that within and connecting with the God, Goddess of who we are and everything we've been doing. We also have been very patient knowing that, you know, whether it's the GCR or it's the change in government or for us to have heaven on earth, we We know it's all in divine timing. And I think most of us that are aware have been fine with that. The difference is this situation of the shedding, or they say it's actually a transmission, because it's new. It's this technology that no one has researched, and it's a malevolent intent to decimate our population. And the thing is, even people that are just unaware, they've been so programmed. There's a lot of people talking like, they just didn't wake up, and so they're going to die. I mean, it feels very different to me, Zora.
What's your question?
My question is, it's like I just would like more explanation because it isn't like we're waiting for the galactic to save us or do anything, but on the other hand, if this is God's intent, Prime Creator's intent, that we rise up and we awaken and we change things on this planet, this thing, this of all things, it's something that if you don't even know, like I had to go visit my sister today who has dementia in a care facility. I've stayed away, but I have to go see her. She's had a vaccine. People in there have had vaccines. I mean, my other sister had a vaccine. My son and his wife have had a vaccine.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. We don't have a whole lot of time.
I want to hear something positive that, yes, this is part of it. But, yes, here is where it's going to be, the light's going to happen sooner than later. Just be where we're walking around wondering.
Okay, we got your question. All right, I'm going to put you on mute. Okay, Zora.
Well, don't be walking around wondering. Know that it is done. Know that all the, insaneness is coming to an end in the very imminent future. So that is my answer to you.
Okay. Thank you, Zora.
Indeed.
All right. Our next caller is 775, ending in 9099.
Hello. This is Chris.
Hello.
How are you all doing?
How are you, beloved goddess?
Fantastic. A quick, easy question. What do we do if we have no way to print out a pass to go to the redemption center if we are in lockdown?
What?
You won't be in lockdown.
No, you're not going to be in lockdown.
Okay.
You will not be in lockdown.
So we don't need a pass. Okay.
No.
No.
I just wanted to clear that up for people. Thank you so much. It's a wonderful call. Have a fantastic day.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay. The lockdown, everybody, it's not about a lockdown where you can't leave your house. This lockdown has to do with the big revelation of all the lies and the untruths of what's been happening with the votes, with everything that's been going on with human trafficking, child trafficking, etc. That is why that's part of the EBS is going to be coming out. So that's the big reveal. So that's the reason why 10 days of darkness really equates to the media is going to be shut down, and then we have the whole new Trump safe in order to be able to listen to all of the unfoldment of the information. We are all set to go in regards to the RV. So, no, there will not be a need for passes. But do know that you will probably still have to get the temperature done, probably, and do bring a mask with you as well. Okay, so let's go on to the next question coming from 830, ending in 4478.
Hi, this is
Hello? not hearing you. I'm hearing the company.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Yes, I think it's...
No, we cannot hear you.
Now?
We can hear you, yes.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Well, that's a little bit better. Okay, well, I'll talk right in as close as I can to the phone. I'm really concerned over America because people don't want to work. Where I live, there are tons of jobs available, but nobody wants to work because all of the handouts and the incentives, and I'm concerned over us perpetuating this by the humanitarian funds that will give them jobs, but no one will want to take because we're also offering a free this and a free that. So my question is, what do you, Zora, see, and how can we turn this situation around, please?
Yeah.
Zora, did you hear her question? Zora?
I'm here.
Zora, did you hear her question? Hello? Okay, one more time. Basically, what I'm saying is that no one wants to work. So when the humanitarian funds are distributed and we start to begin to put it into society, is there a way that we can change the attitude of America to get off of their butts and get up and work and participate?
Well, understand the blessing is for the light workers. And all the light workers are going to be doing what is termed as humanitarian projects. And the humanitarian projects are going to put people back to work.
Yes,
so they're
going to have to
work.
Yes, sir.
They're going to have to work.
But there are jobs available right now where I live and nobody wants to work. That's what I'm concerned about.
So what you need to do, you need to tell people that there are jobs available and they need to go to work.
Well, I will do that, sir.
Plain and simple.
All right. Well, I understand and I agree with you. Thank you, sir.
Indeed.
I appreciate it.
And that's
what you have to do.
You simply let people know if you want work, there's work to be had, go and apply.
Yeah, I'm afraid they don't want to work. They'd rather have the incentive from the administration. But we'll get through this. I know.
Well, that will come to an end.
Yes. Oh, good.
Understand those facilities after the RV is fully realized will be no more. No need for the Salvation Army. No need for Goodwill. No need for any of that. Because
all
they
right.
will be in abundance.
Excellent. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Thank you all.
Indeed.
Thank you, John.
Okay. All right. Next question is coming from 236 ending in 2495. 2495.
Okay. Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. This is Teresa.
Hello.
Cooper. Hi. In Canada.
And where are you calling from? In Canada?
From Vancouver Island, which is in British Columbia.
Yes, I know where it is.
Yeah, okay. I hope that this is really a good show, and I kind of wanted to find out from you, Zora, if there's anything that I can do as far as my health concerns, especially with my walking and the movement of my arm. For some reason, my speech has picked up a lot, but it's been really slow with, I suppose, the nerves involved and, you know, with moving ahead with my leg and arm. And I'm wondering if my, you know, aside from my diet, which is very good, if there's anything else I can do, and if you think I may need another healing or to do something, you know, in addition to what I'm doing.
Sora?
Yes.
Okay. Teresa's waiting for you.
I kind of feel that specific. Yeah.
You kind of feel what?
I feel the difference that you're working on the dilemma.
Yes. We are working on the dilemma.
Yeah.
And it is coming to fruition in the positive side.
Okay. That's good.
Hey. Thank you, Teresa.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next caller is 817 ending in 1564.
Yeah, it's Fernando in Texas. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my question is, can you give us an update on the Galactic Disclosure and the Mentors? Is that still on for this year, or has it been delayed or accelerated, or what?
It is still on for this year.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Still on for this year.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Indeed.
Hello?
Yes.
I didn't hear Jane, but I guess it's my turn.
Yes, your turn.
Okay. This is Pam from Kentucky. How is everyone?
Everyone is wonderful.
Great. I just wanted to make a comment on the vaccines. I get emails from Into the Light News, and I don't know if you all are aware of who they are, but it's very informative. It comes from a lot of different people. But in one of the articles that they had, they talked about the vaccines and how the Galactic Federation intervened and taken the harmful stuff out of the vaccines. Now, I just read this about, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. And so that really made me feel a whole lot better about this vaccine situation. And so I was wondering, do you know anything about that?
If at all possible, refrain from taking the second shot.
Well, I'm not going to take any of them, but unfortunately, one of my daughters.
We must emphasize to her that she is putting her life in danger if she takes the second shot. She took the second shot already?
Yes, she took it already. I tried everything in my power to stop her, and she just wouldn't listen.
Well, you will tell her this. She will have no more children.
Wow. So it's not true that the Galactic Federation took the harmful things out of the vaccine?
It is true that the harmful thing. I understand the Galactic Federation is the only ones that can do a reversal on the effects of the vaccine. If they've already taken the vaccine, they're the only ones that can do it. I understand that people, that women that have taken the second shot can no longer have children.
Wow. Okay. Now, if
because,
she comes to visit...
Because it destroys, okay. It destroys.
Sorry, only one question, Pam.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I mean, we've got to, yeah, we've got to be able to get everybody in. So that's why.
Okay.
One question. Thank you, Pam. All right. Another time. We have another call Saturday, guys. All right. Next person is 475, ending in 2659. Thank you.
Hi, Jane and Zora. This is Nardam.
Hello.
From Connecticut. So my question is a two-part question. I would like to know if you can foresee when I meet my guy and when I meet my twin flame soulmate.
You want to know where?
Meet my guy. When do I meet my guy and my twin flame soulmate?
Oh, your mentor and your soulmate?
Yes. My twin.
Your what?
My twin.
He's looking for, yeah, when is he going to meet his twin flame and his mentor?
When the time is proper, they will appear.
I already talked to her, but I don't know when I physically meet her.
When the time is proper, you will come together. That's how it works. Your mate that you have, your twin flame and your mentor, when the time is appropriate, your mentor that has been assigned to you will show up. And in the case of the twin flame, it is what you call the existence governs that. So twin flames are always drawn together, and they will be drawn together. You cannot put a timeline on that because it is ridiculous to even try.
I see that.
Okay.
And complicated.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Much.
All right. You're welcome. Next person is 760, ending in 5686.
Hello. Hi, Zora. Hi, girl. My name is Teresa. I'm in South Carolina, USA. And I have a question regarding my dad. He's ill, and he was afraid of COVID, didn't want to go get help because of COVID and taking a shot. And I just wanted to know, is he going to transition soon, or is he going to recover?
Has he taken the shot already?
No, not that I know of.
As long as his immune system is strong, and you can help him with that by making sure that he only partakes of fruits and vegetables, and he fortifies his immune system, he will not succumb to the virus, nor will he succumb.
Okay, he's 75, and it really has, he's not really eating a lot, and we're trying to see if he's going to get strong enough to have surgery, or should we just make him comfortable?
Just make him comfortable. Why would he need surgery? He's a god.
Okay.
Never admit you have something medical wrong with you, because when you do, you are defeated.
I agree.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, 857, ending in 9046.
Yes, good evening. This is CJ from Boston. I have a question about when we go into the redemption center and we have Zim, I heard that we're supposed to get a card with our funds on it. And if that's
right.
true, for those of us who have a trust, our money is going to go into that trust. And if we are not the beneficiary, then whose money is on that card that we will be receiving?
The money that is in your trust will be on that card.
But if we are
your
not the beneficiary...
Your wealth will be on that card.
So, my Stephen, I have a question. So, you have a trust, and who is the trustee?
I'm not the trustee. I'm the grantor of the trust. So, I'm not the trustee, and I'm not the beneficiary.
Well, and that, so when that person goes in, you're the grantor, but you're not the trustee. And you're not a beneficiary. I definitely would
Correct.
Look into that because you want to be the trustee.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay?
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Right. You're welcome. All right, everybody. Just one thing in regards to
you want,
your
if you're a grantor, you also want to be the beneficiary of it as well.
Well, hey, Zora, you are. If it's your, if
yes.
you're the grantor that opens up the trust, and you're also the trustee, you're basically in charge of everything in regards to that trust. So you
Correct.
Won't even have to worry about a beneficiary because it's your trust. You opened it, and you're
That's
also
right.
in charge of putting up into, you know, the things you want into your trust. So you don't need to be a beneficiary. It's all yours. So those that have what we call a revocable trust, you definitely will be able to take the funds without having to get the trustee to say, okay, we will give you this amount because you're not the trustee. That's the reason why we say, and a lot of intel say, that you should go in and get yourself a revocable trust. You don't want the bank to be your trustee. You don't want an irrevocable trust either because you are not the trustee in that particular trust as well. Okay, that's it. I've said my piece. All right, our next question is coming from, hold on, ends in 6127. But hold on a second because I've got to find you. All right, here we go. 832, ending in 6127. Thank you.
Houston.
Okay, hello.
Hello, yes, I'm here. I guess my question is about the med beds. Can you tell us an update? Are they going to be used to heal people or whoever is left with the vaccine poison? Can you tell us anything else other than also in addition to that?
There will be recipients of the med bed, or what you call the celestial chamber. And so it is, all of that is also scheduled to come forth before the end of this year. As well.
Okay. Thank you.
Indeed.
All right. Next caller is 780, ending in 2255.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. Brenda Collins from Canada. Hey, I was just wondering if you could give any update on the RV. I know you said it was imminent, Jane, a while ago, but... anything else you can say?
Today is going to be a very significant day. So I won't have any more information until probably tonight. But I will tell you that dispersals of all the funds will be done. It's still meant to be completed by the 16th of May.
and everything is moving right along, moving beautifully, and they have, again, one of the other things that have happened since we have last talked, and thank you for the question, Brenda, is that now internationally everybody's on board with the QFS. So there were, you know, a few countries yet that still were not compliant, but they're now all aboard. So there's a lot of little pieces that are still coming together for all of us. But in regards to T4B, we should hear more in regards to tonight. If there's a big notice tonight, I will be sending out a newsletter tonight. If not tonight, tomorrow morning. So that's where we are. Okay. Things are going along very positively. Unless Zora wants to... Yeah, Zora, did you want to say something else in regards to this?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you,
Brenda. All right. Bye-bye. Okay.
We are doing. Remember, we are doing Q&A. We're not doing messages.
We're not doing what? Messages. Well, she asked a question, Zora. The question wasn't, you know, it was a general question for everybody, so I had to say I was answering a question.
Indeed.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Thank you, Zora. Next question is coming from 716, ending in 0833. Oops. All right, 0833?
Yeah, that's Eric from New York.
Okay, hi, Eric.
Okay. Hi. I had can I ask a science question for Zora then? Is it okay?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about our sun, Helios. That's also hollow too, right? So I was just wondering what's the size of the miniature little sun at the center of it and the thickness of its shell and kind of how, you know, if it's so huge, wouldn't the gravity, even with the people living inside, wouldn't that kind of crush them or because of the great gravitational pull of the sun or how does that work?
No, of course not. Understand, it takes less gravity to hold a person to the inside of a sphere than it does on the outside. So as far as your sun is concerned, it is the central sun of the Helios is approximately 1600, what you call 1600 miles across.
Oh, okay. 1600.
So it's quite large. And of course, the inside portion of the sun where people dwell, they are also in 12th dimension. They're in what you call this. They are the ones called the shining ones.
Okay. And the shell must be thicker, too, because of
yes.
than the Earth.
Yes, of course.
Okay. I just thought that it would, even on the inside, it's still larger than the Earth, and it would be still a strong, very strong gravitational pull, and it might... I didn't know how they
no,
people could withstand it.
No, it would not be strong. They would not be strong.
Oh.
As I said, it takes less gravity to hold a person on the inside of a globe than it would on the outside. Understand, like, when with the Earth, you have whatever you weigh on the outside, you would only weigh a third of that inside. We do not hear you, Quasar.
Is that true of every planet, including the sun?
It is.
Okay, very good. Good question, Eric. All right, I've got you down already. So the next caller we have is 601, ending in 2401.
Yes, this is Dick from New York. My question is for Zora. I'm trying to understand more about, gain more knowledge on the hollow earth and inner earth, and I don't understand where the volcanoes come into play and the lava. How does
you
that
have,
affect?
You have in areas of the earth's crust, you have pockets of lava. And it placated around the globe in areas where there are volcanoes. Beneath those volcanoes is where the pockets of lava are situated. But they are not generated, they are already there. And they've been there. They're not coming from the center of the earth at all. You have the pockets of lava in designated areas of the crust. And that's where your volcanoes come from.
Zara, you could also tell people a little about how thick the crust is. And then you've got
800 miles thick.
Before
you reach the inside of the hollow earth area.
Right. Okay, very good. All right, thank you. You're already on mute. One question per person. All right, H65 ending in 7748. Oops, hold on a minute. Okay.
What would happen when the people don't vote?
Hello?
In the meetings when they're supposed to?
Hello. This is 77. Is this 865 ending in 7748? You are on the air.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes, you're.
Oh my. Hello. Oh my goodness.
Hello.
Hello. Did you hear me?
Of course, we hear you.
Okay. Hi. I didn't know that I was already open.
Okay,
yes, I have a question. Well, thank you first for everything that all of you are doing. And that question is for Zora. Zora, I thought that you are able to see is we where. What is our lineage? I mean, where we come from? Is we are from Lemurian? Is we are from another planet? You can see that one on us. I mean, you can figure it out if we talk to you. Where we come from?
Pleiadian.
Okay. All right. This is
where
you're
from.
Okay. Yeah, but that's
that
one my question.
Heritage.
Nope.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Indeed.
That's a lot. Okay. All right, Zora. We have no more questions.
We have no
Wonderful.
More questions.
Yep.
Wonderful. We finished them all.
Okay. Sorry, there is one more here. Sorry about that. 504-5733. That's all I needed to say, right?
It's all you needed to say.
Then somebody chimes right in. All right, 5733. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello? This is
Hello?
From New Orleans. Yes, this is Gwen from New Orleans.
And how be you, this beloved goddess?
I'm good. How are you? I appreciate what both of you, all of you, have done for us. But about 2 weeks ago, there was Q on the call, and he said, collectively, our gross consciousness is at 60%, And in order for these things that we want to happen, it needs to be at least 65 to tip the scale. I was just wondering, in the 2 weeks, have we gotten any closer to the 65%?
Good question, because I already
asked Zora. Please tell us, Zora. Please.
You are now at the 67%.
Oh, all right. So the scale should start tipping in our favor, right? We should start manifesting
of course.
Some of these things. Okay, that is so good to hear. Because I know many of the callers were asking different questions, but they all had the same question, really. When will these things start happening?
Okay.
And I'm just glad to hear that.
Okay, very good.
Well, thank you for the time.
All right, good job. All right. All right, my goodness. 619 ending in 7260.
Yes, hello, Jane and Zora. This is Scott in San Diego. And
hello.
My question for Zora is, how much longer are we going to have to watch this bozo Biden as our president? When is Trump coming back?
Well, understand that Trump will be coming back, but he'll also be coming back what is termed as the president of the new republic. And that person is a Native American woman.
No, the question, Zora, is a time question.
They will be coming
back
when? once you receive your blessing.
Okay.
Yeah, when?
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your question. All right, everybody. All right, that was very, very good. You guys did great. Thank you so much with staying online with your one question and for the most part. And we will be having another call. Our regular Zora call is coming Saturday, normal time, 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 o'clock Eastern. So we will talk with all of you then, if not before. So, Zora, one more boost of love, and we can bid everyone adieu for now.
Five, four, three, two, one, receive.
Everybody just feel that energy that you're feeling coming from Zora. And then we can say to ourselves or out loud, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive indeed. Great love
and
support and understanding what our mission is and why we're here. And we're together as one. And we love you and we thank you, each and every one of you, that is such a unique frequency, and that's why you are here. So we love you all. Take care.
Indeed.
And we shall see all on Saturday. All right. Very good. We love you all. Take care for now. Bye-bye.